Reuters. Novatex processed sanctioned Iranian funds. Tied to IRGC, Reuters published an investigation on May 1st, reporting that Novatex, Iran's largest cryptocurrency exchange, processed between tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in transactions tied to sanctioned entities, including the country's central bank and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The report is based on blockchain analysis and internal records reviewed by Reuters reporters and shared via the outlet's official account. For context on the wider enforcement track, Bitcoin trades at $78,435 as of May 1, 2026, up 2.7% on the day, while Ether sits at $2,306, 2.0%, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 45 neutral per CoinMarketCap's snapshot at published time. The price tape is calm. The sanction story is not. What Reuters says. It found the reporting alleges that Novatex acted as a conduit for funds connected to the IRGC and the Central Bank of Iran, both of which sit on the U.S. Treasury's primary sanctions list. Reuters describes the dollar exposure in a wide band, tens of millions on the low end and hundreds of millions on the high end, reflecting the difficulty of attributing on-chain flows to specific bureaucratic units. The investigation does not allege that Novatex management directed the activity at the level of individual transactions. It argues instead that the exchange's onboarding, KYC, and screening controls did not block the relationships, and that this is visible on-chain to anyone running the right cluster analysis. Why this lands now, this is the most specific public attribution yet of Iran's main crypto on-ramp to sanctioned counterparties. Earlier U.S. actions, including the 500-millionaire Operation Economic Fury seizure and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's recent comments about targeting Iran's access to crypto, frame the problem at the policy level. Reuters has now named a specific venue with specific counterparties. That matters for three reasons. The on-ramp is the bottleneck, where RILs become USDT and where USDT becomes spendable digital balance for end users in Iran. Second, secondary sanctions risk now extends to any non-Iranian counterparty that interacts with Novatex flows downstream, even if they never touch the exchange directly. Third, stablecoin issuers, custodians, and card programs run cluster screens against Iran-linked addresses. Today's report will widen the address sets those programs treat as tainted. The stablecoin and card layer. Novatex's order flow is heavily tilted toward Tether's USDT, which is the de facto unit of account for Iranian retail crypto users navigating capital controls. When a domestic exchange processes flows tied to the IRGC or the central bank, every USDT note minted, transferred, and eventually spent through that pipe carries some attribution risk. Global card issuers and payment networks already screen heavily against Iran-linked addresses. The practical effect of today's report is that screening lists get longer, false positive rates climb for ordinary users with adjacent counterparties, and the cost of compliance for any program touching dollar-pegged stablecoin rails goes up. Card programs that lean on stablecoin settlement, including those built on regulated USD frameworks like the Anchorage and M0 partnership, now have a sharper data point to feed into their counterparty risk models. What Novatex has said before. Novatex has previously argued that it operates within the legal perimeter set by Iranian law, that it does not knowingly serve sanctioned entities, and that on-chain tagging is imprecise. The exchange has not, as of published time, issued a formal response to the May 1st Reuters report. Past statements suggest the pushback will focus on attribution methodology, rather than denying that the addresses in question existed. Reuters built its reporting on blockchain forensics. That methodology is now mainstream in enforcement contexts, but it remains contestable on the margins, particularly when the dollar bands are as wide as tens to hundreds of millions. Likely next move's three trajectories are worth watching. First, U.S. enforcement. OFAC has acted on Iran-linked crypto infrastructure repeatedly over the past 18 months. A direct designation of Novatex or its operators is the most aggressive available next step. A softer move is updated guidance to virtual asset service providers about screening Novatex adjacent addresses. Second, Tether's response. Reuters has previously pressed stablecoin issuers on Iran exposure, and Tether has historically frozen flagged addresses on receipt of formal requests. expect a freeze list update if specific addresses are named in follow-up reporting. Third, the domestic Iranian response. Iran's central bank has alternated between tolerating and constricting domestic crypto activity depending on political weather. A high-profile foreign report naming the central bank as a Novatek's counterparty is the kind of headline that historically prompts a regulatory tightening cycle inside Iran, not a loosening one.